With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. As you've probably seen, temperatures in Windsor, Essex went up. With that, an air quality statement has been issued by Environment Canada. High levels of pollution are possible, particularly in the late afternoon and early evening. If you have any heart or lung issues, your best bet may be to stay indoors if possible. Unifor's national president says it's time to get the Stellantis impasse settled. Lana Payne said Tuesday in a statement that negotiations need to end to put at ease concerns of members at facilities in Windsor, Brampton, and elsewhere. Payne also expects a deal to be made protecting the electric vehicle battery operation in Windsor. Windsor police have called it a callous attack, and the victim is still in critical condition. Police are looking for four suspects who slammed a man to the ground, then repeatedly kicked and punched him. The attack took place around 3 a.m. Saturday on Chatham Street West and was caught on video. You can see the video on our website. Police say a suspect has been arrested in a Knife Point robbery 2 weeks ago. A man had his cell phone snatched at a Walker Road bus stop May 18th after being threatened with a knife. Tips from the public led to the arrest of a 64-year-old man. He now faces a single robbery charge. Windsor Essex residents have given a resounding no to privatized health care. The Ontario Health Coalition had asked residents if they wanted health care services moved to for-profit clinics. Out of almost 5,300 votes cast locally, only 60 said yes. Volunteer Patrick Bannon says it's a clear message.
The people have spoken. 98.8% oppose what this government is doing.
Provincial results will be available on Wednesday. AAA says we still have some rough roads in southwest Ontario. CAA released its annual Worst Roads in Ontario survey Tuesday. While Windsor roads escaped provincial scrutiny, four of them showed up in the southwest category. Lauzon Parkway is the worst in the region. Tecumseh East, University West, and Sandwich Street also made the top five list. You may soon see some changes around a Windsor park. City Council Monday night accepted a report on improving safety at Mitchell Park. Ward 3 Councillor Ronaldo Agostino wanted the city to consider hiring staff for programs at the park, following complaints from residents about violent and aggressive behavior from youths. In sports, the Tigers take on the Rangers at Comerica Park Tuesday night. The Blue Jays host the Brew Crew in Toronto. Blue Jays relief pitcher Anthony Bass has apologized for sharing a homophobic post on his Instagram account. The post criticized retailer Target for moving Pride merchandise and called for a boycott. Maple Leafs assistant coach Spencer Carberry is the new head coach of the Washington Capitals. The Nashville Predators have parted ways with head coach John Hines after four seasons. In the NBA, Golden State GM Bob Myers is leaving after 12 seasons and four championship rings. Tuesday night's weather, an air quality statement is in effect, fair skies and 17. Sunny and 30 Wednesday with a humidex of 32, clear and 15 Wednesday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.